Can you hear me? Because I have a mic. Can you hear me? Yes, no? And can you hear me well? Great, because I bought this in a cheap shop in Paris, and the guy looked pretty shady. And I said to him, if it doesn't work, I'm coming back tomorrow and bringing it back. And he said, okay, ma'am. So anyway, it's working. Nice to see everyone. Got the sun in my face as well, but that I can't really do anything about. Who's a newcomer? I think I saw. Hi there, Desiree. Nice to see you. And Nicola. Nice to meet you. Okay. Lots of Eugenes. Have you noticed? Lots of people are called Eugene today. Because I guess it's because we did a, it's on Eugene Zoom or something. Anyway, nice to see all of you. Be comfortable. Just letting people come in, latecomers come in, or not latecomers, on-timers. Hi, Taryn. Are you? I think you're new too, maybe. Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. If you're, newcomers, there's no special knowledge. Just like to welcome you all. Some of you have been coming for years, and so it's a nice group because we're very welcoming, right? All right. So for the newcomers, we share a meditation and then a very short break and then a little bit of time for conversation. And I invite you to be as comfortable as possible and during the meditation to feel free to move and be comfortable, re-become comfortable. So, when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to close. And be intentional, really feel that you're coming into a space that's dedicated to meditation. To something sacred, and that you're not alone. We've come together. Even though we're not physically together, we are together. We are all sitting with eyes closed here now. And so, when we enter a non-intimidating sacred space, usually, hopefully, we can sit and we can sort of surrender a little bit of what we were holding before entering. Surrender the sort of forward looking to the next thing I have to do. And also surrender the need to follow the train of thinking. You don't have to stop the train of thinking, but perhaps you can opt out of following the lines of thinking. And maybe you can surrender the weight of the body a little bit, sort of arrive in your seat. Hello, hello, body, hello, support under my body. Something about us coming together provides a sense of safety to let go a little bit more than maybe when we're on our own. Something about me guiding us means you can be guided. You don't have to hold it together. Don't have to hold the packaging of me together. You can let things come undone. Just a little and a little. Basically, you don't need to be behind the wheel at this moment. You can just allow the unfolding of your moment-to-moment experience. Which includes, of course, those sensations and feelings that maybe you avoid by keeping yourself busy thinking and acting. So, yes, allowing yourselves to taste what's here is not always easy. At least to begin with. But actually, it's okay. Because even if it's not so pleasant, what is being experienced, when we're together like this in meditation, we don't have to resolve it or fix it or relax it or understand it or analyze it. It, whatever it may be, It gets a little bit of space, a little bit of airing space, a little bit of kindness. The thing that you don't want to feel, the tension behind the face, the confusion in the mind, the anxiety in somewhere in the torso, in the chest. Hello, hello. There's also experiences that are more benign and that we don't necessarily stop to feel when we're out there on the marketplace, so busy thinking and doing, and so we don't feel the touch of the air on the skin. Touch of my hands, temperature. Sensation of Ellen's voice rippling, arising, unfolding, dissolving. And especially, we don't allow ourselves out there, but in here, maybe we can allow ourselves to taste the quality that can be named many things, presence. Quality of silence, presence, presence. Silence. A quality of mystery. There is something rather than nothing. There is experience. And there is something that isn't an experience. That seems to give rise to experience, perhaps, like an invisible womb. Perhaps we can feel that here together. You don't have to reach towards that with your minds. Just nothing. It's already here, and it's as if our hearts were little cups that resonate, little those bows, those chiming bows. Our hearts are like chiming bows that chime naturally with this mysterious presence, this this. Not just our hearts, our whole body, our breath, our felt sense, it sort of begins to flower towards the invisible. Perhaps not, perhaps not, perhaps yes, perhaps not. I'm not going to induce that. If it happens, it's grace. If it doesn't happen, it's grace. I mean, it's always happening, but sometimes we feel it, we taste it, we touch it, we are bathed in it, we rejoice with it. Other times we're being asked to feel something else. So don't feel you're doing it wrong if right this moment something else seems to be in the foreground. Because everything is a child of this invisible birth giver. Hello, you say, every moment, quietly. Hello, 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 hello. Yes. And if there's a no, just no, that your no always, even when you don't know it, your no is received in a yes somehow. And this yes saying, which is impersonal and invisible, does not want to put an end to your no, has no agenda with your no other than welcoming it, allowing it to unfold. Reveal layers after layers. Until the yes is back in body and heart. Yes. Yes, vibrating with yes, sometimes. Sometimes it's no, being welcomed in yes. Feeling your bodies. Your bodies are like rivers of yes and no. Yes and no. If there's movement, let the movement arise without opening your eyes here in the shrine. If movement comes, you just let it be. You let the body move very gently, though. Not big expressive movements, but just gentle, energetic movements. And sometimes naturally, then the stillness returns, or rather, the movement dissolves back in the stillness. But the stillness still is moving. It's life, as long as there's life in the body, there's movement. There's breath. Feel your breath. Hello, breath. Discovering breath without any prior knowledge. Being open to the possibility that breath arises and falls without me having to do it, just to be open to that possibility. Just like the breeze suddenly arises out of nowhere and dissolves, so the breath. Sometimes the breath, the in-breath, carries layers of feeling. Anxiety, sadness, and so be it. So it is. And then we notice what happens with the out-breath. And then the next in breath. But perhaps another in breath is more like a caress that permeates the place of anxiety, fear, anger, sadness. And the movement. And it's not about referring whatever arises to something that's happening in our life or our past, our trauma, or what we need to do tomorrow. Here in meditation, we're just with what arises directly, raw. It's like, it's allowed just on its own terms. The breath, the feeling, the breeze, the sound, the yes and the no. Hello, hello. And feeling at times. This openness, this borderlessness. That is undisturbed, unperturbable. ever present. Permeating everything equally with itself. And so we can feel that our body, feel that your body right this moment can sort of come undone in this openness. For example, you can really surrender the sense of your weight, of holding your weight. It's like, yeah, no need to hold myself together as a body in this moment. Let's give it a go. I'm not sure that I am a body in this moment. My eyes are closed and I have knowledge, prior knowledge of these matters, but right this moment, I can't be sure that I'm a body. I can't even be sure that what a body is. So let's take the risk of letting go. Letting go of the sense of being confined inside my skin. And therefore, my skin can relax the sense of the pores of my skin on my face, on my neck, on my throat, on my arms, on my hands. Under my armpits and inside of my arms, skin of my torso, the front, the sides, the back of my body, skin of my pelvis, front and back, and my hips and my thighs, my knees, my calves, my ankles, my feet, the soles of my feet, the back of my legs. It's as if you were caressing the whole organ that is the skin of the body and saying, oh, look, you are so connected to the space beyond. And with your sensing, with your tactile listening, feel that the skin, the sensation of touch is relaxing, sort of rejoicing, saying, ah, here in the shrine, I can sort of forget about an inside and an outside and holding and protecting and defending and asserting, which is what a skin has to work hard to serve. And you can feel also the sense of the weight of your pelvis. Feel your pelvis, whatever that may be, with your eyes closed right this moment. It's just a word, but what does it feel like? The weight, the breath, the depth, the space of your pelvis. Where does it end? Where does the earth under it begin? Who cares? Let's not bother with that order. Just feeling this deep, deep sensation in your pelvis, your earth pelvis. Let it be your sexual area, We have so much knowledge about all of that that we can't feel it anymore. Hello. It's safe here. Your hips. Your anus. We're not looking for anything. We're just saying hello. We're just saying, we're not saying anything, but you know what I mean. We're, wow, we're wowing. Make sure the breath, is it allowed or is it a little bit scared? And if it is scared, don't force it not to be scared. Just tasting that very, very openly. Feeling, 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 sensing, sensing, sensing body, breath, space, earth, sound of Ellen's voice, movement, tension, fear. Not fear, borderlessness, not borderlessness. And again, the movement, in my case, the movement is always here. And sometimes you can, during the meditation, just really give it some particular attention by just allowing it. See if you can allow the movement as if you didn't know what it's going to be drawing. You're not the mover, you're just being caressed by this movement. You are the space in which this movement dances, and because you're a welcoming open space and you're sort of maybe, dare we say, you're a sensual space on some level, then this movement feels that it can move and ripple and feel itself. And it's the spine, and it's the head, and it's the neck, and it's the shoulders. But it's really more like life, sensuality, water, liquid. Supple. And sometimes not. Sometimes it, in the movement, we meet something hard, knotted, tight. And so maybe there we wait a bit. We wait. We meet this place where something is living that is. What? Dark, scary, unpredictable. But we wait, we see, we allow, we take the risk. Breath is helping. The sounds, you know, I mean, your mics are off, but don't feel you have to hold back the sounds. And at some point, I imagine it's the same for you. Maybe not, you'll have to tell me, but at some point, there's like a call from the stillness, from the silence, and the movement sort of wants to return back to the stillness, and it happens without you having to do it. Because, in fact, you are the stillness, you are the silence, and then the body just sort of comes back to you, never left you, but it sort of aligns back with you, with its essence. The body stills, the body silences. And it's as if there was an alignment that can find itself, and it's a body alignment, a real body alignment. There's a pelvis that finds its place, a rootedness with the earth. And then there's a feeling of a verticality that's not imposed from the outside, but rather sort of a felt sense. And it's very sensual. It feels like it's coming because the whole front of the belly and the torso and the heart area and the throat are connecting with the space in front of the body. And it's a side, it's like a rising of the energy in front, but very, very subtle. Meanwhile, the legs, the arms, in this alignment, they tend to sort of be called downwards by the mysterious law that we call gravity. And the head, well, you tell me, no, you don't tell me with words, but you tell me with your own sensation how the head explores where and how it aligns. It may take a bit of time. There might be uncomfortable sensations in the throat and in the mouth. In the back of the neck, in the eyes, because we hold so much tension in that part of the body, so much, so much. So don't try to rub the tension away, let it surface, let it surface. If an emotion comes, let the emotion surface. If tears come, sometimes they come. Sometimes it's a sound. But still, this body aligning, aligning, even if it's suffering, it's alive and it's deeply connected to the space beyond, to the earth underneath, to the space behind. Hello, body, and especially hello, suffering body. You know, in the non-dual circles, we sometimes want to spiritualize this poor body a little bit too quickly, as if suffering was not spiritual or not a pathway. So don't be afraid to take time to feel. What's here for you? It's not a mistake. And it doesn't need to be explained or analyzed. But of course, if there is a story that comes, or an image, or a memory, don't cast it away. Welcome it too. It's suffering is what teaches us about surrender, just like the Christ showed us. We, in our own way, each one of us are also crucified. But, and then not. And then something something is surrendered to, and I don't know how to put it into words, but hopefully you're with me. And let's just do tiny little movements, directed movements, just to, in a way, cooperate with this kindness that is the intention of these meditations, the kindness with the body. Not a personal kindness, like a sort of impersonal kindness, divine kindness. So let's just very simple movement. Take your forearms sort of off your lap. Some of you know this movement, but feel it's the first time you do it. Your forearms are sort of hanging with your fingertips dropping towards the earth. And then very, very slowly, smoothly feel that your elbows are pushing your shoulders up towards your ears, very slow. You're not doing it. You're just feeling this up, 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 up. And the breathing is happening. And then very slowly, your elbows are sort of drawing your shoulders back down. So your shoulders are completely passive. They're coming down, 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 down. Down, welcome what is unpleasant. Welcome it down, 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 more. Yes. And then again, here we go. It goes up, it goes up, it goes up. Don't do it. Be the openness, and then this movement is sort of rippling in you. And when the shoulders are hovering up there, see if, even though it's intense, see if you can empty everything, empty your hips, empty your mouth, empty your fingers. Yes, and then slowly, slowly, smooth down, they come down, 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 down. I don't live in my shoulders. My shoulders are unfolding in me, down, down, and then let your arms dissolve back into your lap, down, down. Long inhale, long exhale. Yes, very simple movement. For no reason. And now we're going to do some head and neck rolls, very slow. Again, feel you're not doing it. You're just tasting it. So slowly, don't make the circles too big because you don't want to injure your body. Smooth. See if you can iron the movement of any jerkiness. It's breathing. And now feel I don't live in the head, in the movement. The movement is living in me. You just do your best. Usually we're conditioned to feel that we are the mover and the doer. So we're just giving another option. No. The mover is invisible and mysterious. Yes, and now the other way. Nowhere to go, no reason to do this. I am here, I am borderless. At the moment, I choose my place as this openness, and I let this body experiment with being weightless and open and easy. Yes, and now let your head come back to wherever it wants to come back. Don't force it anywhere. Let's see where it goes. Ah, yes. Where does it go? Where does the chin want to be? How does the back of the neck want to be? Feel your whole head, your eyes, your eyeballs, your forehead, your mouth, your cheeks, your nose, your chin, your lips, upper lip, your lower lip, lots of little bubbles of tension. Let them surface, let your self feel. All sorts of sensations that we call my face coming to life, my mouth, inside my mouth, my teeth, vibration of my teeth, vibration of my gum, my tongue. Feel the tongue, there's a big crocodile relaxing in this sort of moisture of the palate, let the root of the tongue, can you feel it? Maybe not. It's okay if you can't, but if you can, I don't know, just hello, crocodile. Feel that the sensations of your face are allowed to sort of bubble up. You know, if you don't have a memory of your face and you don't have a visual of your face, you just have the raw experience of your face. Well, if you were to draw your face right now, I can guarantee you it would look nothing like a face. So let that be. Let your sensations, face sensations, be free to what? To dance. Your ears. And maybe there's some density somewhere in your skull or some hard stuff, some stuff that doesn't want to dance, that's contracted. And so you feel that, you know. You touch that as if you were touching a boulder in the river. Smooth, or is it jaggedy? When I say touch, I mean with your tactile sense. And then you stop. And you taste the spaciousness, the silence. In which everything is moving, dancing, resting, contracting. You're just tasting the silence. And the breath. And the six incredible paradox of being this intensity of life with all its polarities, all its contradictions, its intensity. And tasting it at the very same time, this quality of peace, ever presence. Unconditional okayness. Sometimes we can feel it. But it's always here. It's what holds the not okay. So whenever you feel, no, I don't feel okayness, I just feel not okay. Well, just try to remember, well, that not okay is held in the okayness, whether you know it or not. It's really sort of irrelevant. The ego doesn't like to hear that. The self that isn't the ego, but the sort of aligned you, the aligned you doesn't mind hearing that. Because we know that, we are waves in the ocean. We are relevant and we're not. We do our best as waves and then we'll go back to the ocean. But as soon as I say that, I want to say, but we're very relevant. It's very important to be a good wave. To be a good wave does not mean to be a spiritual, non-dual wave. It means to be, I don't know, true, open, honest, willing to look and see and taste. Not just the good stuff. Anyway. Thanking the space. Thanking you all. Thanking you all for your attention and openness. And we'll take a little break until where I am, it's 8:25. So wherever you are, we'll meet on the half, at 8:30 here, so for you, wherever you are, in 5 minutes, basically. Go gently. Welcome back. So feel free to speak if you want. Oh, hi, Miss Leslie.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Leslie.
That was very lovely for me, as usual. It wiped some kinks out of I feel so much more relaxed now.
How's your garden?
Oh, my garden, it's been pouring rain and we're having a lightning storm today. And still I've just been watching while I was sitting here and the birds are going nuts in the pouring rain, eating and active, and the hummingbirds are out eating, and then a deer just ran across the yard. So it's trying to get my attention. Yeah, it's nice. So it's been hot, and so now
Gonna cool
it's
off.
yeah. Are you still in Paris?
Yeah.
Oh, how's it going there?
Yeah, it's okay. My mom's very ill. I mean, she's not very ill, actually. We thought she was going. She was hospitalized. My mom is incredible. She's 92 and she's was hospitalized in June. She had double pneumonia and we thought, okay. And then she came out of the hospital. And then just a week ago, she was rushed to the hospital because she was again another symptom, which I'll spare you, which was pretty serious. And she's out of the hospital again. And she's so skinny, my mom. It's pretty intense. She's bedridden and she is so willful. It is incredible. She is not ready to go yet.
That's what's keeping her going. Mind over matter.
Thank you, Leslie, for asking. Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. It's an intense time when a parent is
Yeah.
circling.
Yes. Yeah. I can't see everybody because so if you do want to speak, just unmute, unmute yourselves. And for newcomers, this is a time where you can share, or if you have a question, you can ask it. And we can be silent because we're mature people.
I can say something
Okay.
because you said because we're mature people. Thinking, right. Actually, what I experienced was that my body has I've been having various aches and pains, which I won't bore everyone with, but with this meditation, I just I could really feel the agelessness of the body, of my being here. And also at the beginning, there was a sense of when you're talking about what's not okay, the not okayness, and I could really feel the not okay was there, but the okay was holding the not okay. And like the okay is always holding the not okay. And the okay is always holding this body that feels increasingly decrepit. So thank you, Ellen, for giving me a new lease on life. I feel like because I'm going into another decade in a
Which
couple
one?
of months.
Which one,
I'm
Jack?
turning 70. And so yeah, I'm just very
When? When?
in November.
Okay, you've got a few months.
Yeah, I have a few months, right? Yeah. Yeah.
It's so intense, this thing of aging, isn't it? And dying.
Yeah.
It's
is, but it's so freeing to let the thinking about it go. You know, that's what's so beautiful about this practice. It's just that freeing. Yeah.
And sometimes not just letting the thinking go, but actually sensing the agelessness of our na of our true nature, of our true being.
Yes.
But of
Yeah.
course, we also feel the aging and the so it's yeah, it's that
Yes.
constant paradox. But it's nice,
Yeah.
ultimately, that heartful place of being held in the okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about all of you, but I feel that it's much easier as a group to feel it, to really touch it, to evoke it, and much harder when we're on our own in our little lives. Just so calm again, come again. Thank you, Janet. And well, I'll see you before you turn 70, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will.
Which day is it?
November 3rd. Okay.
Thank you, dear Ellen.
Who's talking?
Happy
Oh, hi.
Andreas.
Hi, Andreas.
Yes, I'm really now in the period that I sense that I drown into this somatic or like body way of relating in this relative way, like in the wave way to embody this ocean. And maybe you can give tips about how to apply this approach in more like informal way, for example, in a daily setting, for example, while walking or in the noon, like after eating. Thank
After
you.
eating, have a nap. And no, kidding. Well, you know, I don't have tips because I think the tips they come from God. Ask God for tips. Because if I give you tips, you're going to make them into some kind of homework. And really, the most beautiful tips are the ones that come spontaneously, like suddenly, because you're sitting and you're a little bit more relaxed, you can feel your body. Just that. Just that. Or if you're walking suddenly because you're not stressed, you're not fearful, you're not, which is already not a given, right? But then you're walking and I don't know, you're walking, but you're also not walking. For example, you know, those are the kind of little gifts that may come. And I guess maybe I'll give you one tip, which is when you feel separate and it's difficult, remember these meetings. Take yourself back to one of these meetings or another meeting that is like this meeting, so that you feel the community of like-minded people. Because like you're, I don't know where you are, but you're somewhere far away. And look, we're all, you know, and here we are. And just feel that in your heart that you're not alone, because that really helps. And then from there, it's like a little launch pad. You feel the community of people who share this interest, understanding, and then you can go with it. Yeah, something like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Make up your own tips.
Thank you, dear Ellen.
Where are you, Andres? I can't remember. Philippines?
In Bali, Indonesia.
Bali. Oh, wow. You've got nice shrines everywhere, don't you, in Bali? You just have to look at a shrine and yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice to have you with us.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey. I just wanted to say that I thought the best tip was like that it's important when you said it's important to be a good wave. Because like just before that you said, oh, we're just waves, right? Coming and going. And then I felt relaxed because I had this,
work pressure, and it made me relax and feeling, yeah, I'm just a wave going. Doesn't matter how good the paper is that I'm writing. And then you said, but it's important to be a good wave. And then the pressure came back, but in a different way, you know, like, because not in the sense like, oh, I have to be good at what I'm doing in the world in terms of delivering, but like, what does actually matter? Like being. And then you said all these things like listening and seeing not only the good stuff, and like, and then I felt, I think I'm already doing that. So
You're a good wave, Jenny.
exactly. I'm
In a
gonna
good
make myself a badge.
way, yeah.
A good way.
I mean, really, it's not a very good way to say it, being a good wave, but I think what I was wanting to express is how important it is to take our personal lives seriously, you know, not just want to transcend and yes, of course, recognize our true nature and think about it and feel it and go there, but also, you know, like Jenny, Ellen, I mean, look how different, and Greg, and each one of us, so different, such different circumstances, everything different, and it's not for nothing, you know. It's and a lot of what we experience throughout our lives is has to be it doesn't land in our lap. We have to wrestle, you know. We have difficult circumstances. We feel one thing, but we also feel its opposite, and we don't. And so we think, oh, it should be this or it should be that. No, it's somewhere in between. We have to wrestle. All of that, I think, is what I mean by being a good wave, is not to refuse the ambiguity and paradox that is life. And yet, at the same time, and it's the paradox, at the same time, to know that there is no paradox, that it's okay, that all is well. And so, yeah. But
Yeah.
definitely not being a good wave doesn't mean being a good girl, like, or it can, but
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah.
you're doing okay, Jenny?
Yeah. Hanging in there.
Yeah, nice to have you.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi there. Hi, Prem.
Hello. Hello. The good wave also got to me, because my initial interpretation was, well, I'm really trying to move away from the good and bad, right and wrong. And so what does it mean to be a good wave? And I can't recall if what came first, but at some point you spoke about sensing the face. And if we were to draw a picture of how our face felt, it would look very different. And so I can't remember if this came before or after the wave, but there was a connection there that was very freeing because the felt sense of my face was nothing like what I see in my reflection.
It wasn't a good face.
Wasn't a bad face either. It was spacious, and there were almost like wing alike, like my cheekbones felt like wings, and my ears, there were like waterfalls, and the but it was all ambiguous, but it was all very it was an experience of freedom in my face. It was playful and joyful, and the tension that I felt throughout the meditation kind of was there but dissolved at the same time, and that was really unique and beautiful.
Yeah, so I think again that use of good wave, it's quite playful actually, because it's triggered some, but you know, it's just realigning the meaning of that goodness. Goodness means true and authentic, and that's quite demanding, you know, in our given our conditioning, and especially, and not especially, but in this culture, and in the spiritual culture, it's not easy, because we are even in the non-dual spiritual culture, there's sort of sometimes some implications, you know, that it's out there, the goodness and the spiritual is out there, and we just need to listen to the teaching and then put it on. But actually, no, yes, of course, yes, here we are, and I'm guiding, and other people, and you all, and whatever. But actually, it's a lot on the inside too, that we have to rely on our own, I don't know what to call it, you know, our own relationship, the sort of relationship with the depth. We have to find it. And for something morally, you might do something that from some other point of view would be disapproved of, and that's not right. And actually, it would be the perfect thing for you. You would be being a good wave, in the sense that it's the thing that you need to do. Or so it's just this idea that there's no more, it's not about morality, it's not about the biblical good and bad. It's really something much harder to navigate. Because it is complex, life. It is complex. The truth is not complex, but life is complex. So it's anyway, I'm sort of going on a tangent, but yeah, thank you for juxtaposing those two moments, and yeah.
Thank you for sharing this, because it brings, it's like a different words for the not okay and the okay.
Mm-hmm.
It brings it full circle to me.
Mm-hmm.
That the goodness, the good wave is in goodness. And that's the okay that's underlying the not okay.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah, I know. But it's fun to try to articulate these things, and then we get a bit.
Thank you so much. I also wanted to share your metaphors today were really beautiful. In the beginning, you shared how we were like bowls being chimed, and metaphor of a womb, just really tangible and beautiful metaphors. So thank you for those.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone, maybe we'll end here. I'll see you all in September, hopefully, or some of you. Take care and lots of love. You can unmute and say hello, bye bye to everybody. Bye, Christina.
So, bye bye.
Bye.
Bye bye. Thank you, Ellen.
Bye.
Thanks,
thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ellen, and everyone here.
Bye. Thank you, Ellen.
Ciao.
Thank you, Ellen. Bye, bye everyone. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
Bye, Jan Marie. Bye, Richard.
Bye.
Some of you have Eugene, so I don't remember every name, so I'm not saying anything. Christine, Christiane, Rose, Ellen. Somebody's in the dark, like deep in the
Thank
dark.
Thank you, baby.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Bye, Elka.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Ciao, Maria.
Ciao, Toika.
You are Kalika, really.
All right, I'm going now. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.